عليكم ورحمة الله. The best thing I liked about the presentation is the ice cream you were putting. You reminded me because I haven't eaten ice cream for 1 month now. Tonight, inshallah, once I get home. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the most important lessons and the principles we learn in the Islamic faith, Islamic tradition, is that the entire Bashariyah and mankind are one family. And this has been mentioned in different chapters, especially in chapter number 4, in the beginning of the chapter. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ Excuse me. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. It says, fear the Lord, have reverence to the Lord who created you from one family. In fact, from one individual, from Adam and Eve. This is our beginning. This is what we learn. Despite our different colors, different cultures, different languages, different races, different ethnicities, but we are one family. One family, this is not literal, this is real, really from one family. We come from one man and one woman, Adam and Eve, and God made us into tribes and nations. So we learn the concept of the universality of mankind. And my friends, this is only in our religion in Islam, where we believe we are one family and also we are equal to each other. Humanities are equal. There is no race above other races, no family above other families. All families are equal in the eyes of God. The best family and the best individual is the one who has more piety and more commitment and more responsibility and more fear and respect for God. That is the best family. That is the best community. That is the best individual. In this life, never assume that you are alone. Never. You are not alone. You are not alienated. You live within a huge family. Sometimes they don't recognize you. Sometimes you don't recognize them. But you are one family. You are not alone. This family is universal. And God says anything touches you, it touches others. Anything makes you happy, makes others happy. Anything makes you sad, it should make others sad. And this is what God decreed. من أجل ذلك, when the murder took place between two brothers at the dawn of the history of mankind, Allah said, من أجل ذلك, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 32, من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل. We decreed. كتبنا means like قضينا. We prescribed, we decreed upon them and through بني إسرائيل, us too. Not just them, not just the children of Israel. Through them, they are a channel to us and to the rest of mankind. من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس. If a person slay or murder one soul with no justification, no justification, بغير نفس أو فساد, seeking evil in the land, seeking falsehood, فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. This is an assault against the entire family of the earth, the entire mankind. This universal family, they suffer. If one person gets killed for no justification, this is an assault on the entire family. Again, if you save one life from death, from destruction, from confusion, sometimes death is physical death, clinical death, and sometimes death is moral and ethical. People who don't follow values, good values, human values, they are not alive, even if they jump up and down, even if they are rich, even if they are famous, even if they are powerful, even if they have a lot of money, they are dead. What makes us human are the values. Human values gives, human values give value to us. They bestow value and honor to us. Human values. Human values, we spoke about them. We always speak about them. Always the Quran speaks about them. This is why, to bring human values, to create them, to promote them, to strengthen them, this is why we fast. One of the reasons we fast 29 or 30 days, to cultivate human values in us, to make us insan, real insan, genuine insan. Insan who carries good thoughts, good ideas, good intentions. Insan who not only loves goodness just for himself, but for others. And the more he sacrifices, the higher he goes up. If you put yourself before others, this is not a sacrifice. This is self-centeredness. And this is very dangerous. Self-centeredness is the worst disease. It leads into egoism. It leads into selfishness. He becomes selfish. What does selfish mean? Selfish means that at the time of food, I want to eat first. I want to grab the food first. I don't care if there is a child sitting next to me, an elderly, someone who is more hungry than me. I don't care. At the time of making money, I put myself before others. I charge. Let's say there is a family who really in need, and I am a laborer, I am a doctor, I am a physician, I am a lawyer, I am whatever. And then I don't consider their status. There are some doctors in some countries, even if the family cannot afford medication, even if they cannot afford the doctor's office to pay, they still charge. He says, I don't care. He's a doctor, but he's not a human. He's an engineer, but he's not a human. He is a lawyer, but he's not a human. We have to differentiate. Sometimes you can be the best professor, the best imam, the best lawyer, the best surgeon, but not necessarily the best human. Humanity is not just through education, through college degree, through university, through research. No. Humanity is when you keep your desire, yourself, your nafs under control. You become more human. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may become more human. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The reason for siyam, for fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What does that mean, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, does it mean we lose weight? Or as Dr. Naqibi said, we eat healthy, which is all good, very good. But it has a higher purpose. Even if you eat good, but you don't do good, that's not enough. God says, I want you to eat good in order for you to do good. the last verse that we showed here on the screen. يا أيها الرسل. Once you eat good, كلوا من الطيبات وعملوا صالح. When you eat healthy, and healthy has two meanings. Healthy, one meaning is physical meaning, don't eat junk food. The second is a spiritual meaning. Do not eat what does not belong to you. Don't consume money, food, whatever that does not belong to you. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. If the money does not belong to you, don't touch it. Don't touch that money. Say, this is not my money. This is not my item. This is not my car. This is not my house. This is not my space. This is not my cell phone. I'm not going to touch it. This is halal. This is اعملوا صالحا. كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا. So, when you put others before yourself, this is لعلكم تتقون. This is sacrifice. This is a humanity. This you are exercising humanity. You are exercising yourself, your nature. This is the beauty of this life. Some people say, I'm tired of putting others before myself. You know, I'm tired of serving others, always serving and running and working either for my family, for my children, for my neighbors, for my parents, for my community. I'm tired. Don't get tired, because this is the essence of life and you're going to enjoy this. Believe me, when you serve others internally, maybe your body gets tired and exhausted. Yes, true. But your soul gets happy. You are feeding your soul. You are entertaining your soul, your nafs, when you serve others. This is why the virtuous men and women who serve others, they say, I don't get tired. I enjoy. I go home, at least I have fulfilled something. I'm not like animal. I'm not created just to serve myself. No, this is not my reason why I am here. This is not the purpose why I am here. We, the humans, we are full of energy, full of potential. And I have said this many times. We can build human societies, communities, countries. We can save them, not families, countries and nations. We can save them if we have the will. We are full of energy. But we have to cultivate that. The reason why we pray, the reason why we read dua and reflect on these sentences of the dua, the reason why we read Quran and we reflect on it, to put others before ourselves. To believe day after day that we are one family. Yes, sometimes people don't speak this my language. They don't even worship the way I worship. They don't carry the same doctrines. But they are humans. They are humans. And my job is not to put them down. My job is to hold their hands and lift them up, to encourage them. من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. We have two types of interest in this life. One is the interest of the individual, my interests. The second type is the communal interests. Communal interest means the collective interest of the community. The communal interest, the community interest. And always communal interest takes precedence over the individual interests. It comes first. It comes first. Because if we put our own narrow interest first, we're going to clash. Not only are we going to clash with people who are far from us, we're going to clash with those who live with us in the same house. In the same house. I'll give you an example. If the husband and the wife, they put their own interest, their own individual, personal interests first, before the family interest, they are not going to get along. Not even for one day. Why? Because the husband says, this is my interest, this is my welfare, this is my benefit, this is my joy, And I have to pursue this. I don't care about what you think. I don't care about you. I don't care about my family, my children. I don't care. And she would say the same. In that case, there is no family. They cannot live together. Let alone with others. So if people cannot live with their spouses, definitely they would not be able to live with others. And life is going to be like animal kingdom. Even worse than animal kingdom. Islam says put the communal interest before your interest. Your interest is very narrow. When you put your interest first, you become selfish. You teach yourself to be selfish. Unfortunately, what we learned about Islam is only salat and siyam. We never learned the adab in Islam, believe me. And I see this. I see it in Muslim societies. I see it. When people are hungry and they run to the food and we have sometimes a stampede, this means that Islam is absent. Islam is absent. All the prayers that we do, believe me, and I say this with full conviction, all the prayers and the fasting goes in vain. It has no value. It did not reflect on us. The day the salat and the siyam and the Quran and the supplication and the meditation reflects on me, the day I can control my desire. At the time of need, when I am hungry, but I say, there are others before me. When I am needy, I need the money, but sometimes I have to share it too. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرْ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّ. Quran speaks very loud, but nobody listened to the Quran. Nobody. This Quran is printed in a country. They print millions of copies of this book. In the same country, it is the biggest wastage of food every year, especially in Ramadan. Do you know that? In that country, the same country that prints the Quran. And other Muslim countries, not just that country. They waste food, especially in the month of Ramadan. The month of sharing, the month of giving, the month of self-control. The month that God says, I want you to eat less. You are not going to die. In fact, it's healthier for you to eat less. I want you to pay attention to others, not just yourself. This is our Islamic society and Islamic communities and Islamic countries. And do you know why Muslims do not move forward? This is the reason. They have the best book, the best constitution, but it is abandoned and neglected. Neglected. We don't practice it. We know how to read it in our Taraweeh prayers and other prayers on a Friday, other than a Friday, in our mosques, but we don't know how to practice it. And God never said, if you only read the Quran, you're going to be prosperous. Never He said that. Never. God says when you implement the book, when you practice it, when you learn from it. So we have to put the interest of the community before our own interest. This is insaniya. The day you can do this, the day you become thoughtful, the day you feel sorry when there is an abuse, and that abuse against any person, not necessarily your family member, not necessarily your countrymen, people of your village, your country, your nationality. No. When you feel sorry for any hungry person, any abused child, any battered woman, any abandoned family, any sick person, any dying person, any refugees, any, regardless of their religion, regardless of their color, that day you are scoring points. You are becoming insan. This is how we gauge it. This is how we measure it. The day you really feel sorry, inside you feel sorry. Even if you can't do anything to help, the Prophet says the least thing to feel sorry. To say, oh Allah, if I can help this family, I will do. If I can go and rush and save this individual, I will do that. If I can help this man who's lost, who's hungry, who has no place to stay. This is a humanity. This is saving the dignity of the people. This is the essence of all religions. But sometimes we forget. We forget about the objectives of Islam. We forget why we are Muslims, because we take Islam for granted. We take it for granted. We don't discover it. When you inherit Islam from your parents without studying it, without researching it, you are not going to appreciate that. It's like two people. One of them inherits his parents' wealth without working hard. He's asleep. They knock the door at his door. They knock his door at his home and they say, hey, your dad, he's passed away and you are, you know, his inheritor. He gets the wealth, but he does not appreciate the wealth. Why? Because he got it with no work, with no struggle. While someone who worked very hard, day in, day out, he knows the value of this wealth. We received Islam while we were asleep. They knocked at our doors. They said, hey, you are Muslim because your mother is Muslim. Your dad is Muslim. So you are Muslim. We never research. We never read. We never know why we are Muslims. Many of us, we never know. And that is very alarming. Very alarming to me. We need to teach our children in America, in this society, why they are Muslims. And what are the true principles of Islam? True lessons of Islam. I said this yesterday when the sheriff was here. I said, it's not, you know, a big deal how much prayers you perform and how many days you fast. This is not a big deal. The big deal is how good relationships you have with others. Your relationship with others defines who you are, defines the level of religiosity that you have, whether you are really religious or not. The way you deal with others. If you deal with kindness and goodness, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, if you do ma'roof, wholesomeness, you are truly religious. But if you pray 50 times a day, but people cannot tolerate you, people cannot talk to you, people even cannot greet you, then what's the point? What's the point of these prayers? It's a waste of time. كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ كَمْ مِنْ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرُ وَالتَّعَبُ وَكَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ. How often times people pray, they get no credit for their prayers. How often times people fast, they get nothing but hunger and thirst. No credit. No credit, because they don't build themselves. Allahumma اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. My dear brothers and sisters, on Saturday night, inshallah, if the moon is observed in some of the neighboring countries like Mexico or Central America or Peru or Hawaii in the Pacific, then Sunday is going to be Eid. So we did not say Eid is definitely on Sunday. There is a strong possibility. So Saturday night, inshallah, not before sunset. Don't ask me when is the Eid, please. Neither call the masjid. Neither call, because people call Saturday, 2 days before Eid, people start calling. We don't know. Today the lady called me, today. Before Maghrib. When is Eid? I don't know when is Eid. Wait, please. Wait until Saturday night. Saturday night, we will send an email to you. This is why email is important. Phones are not working anymore. So try to give your email to Mujtaba, Brother Mujtaba. Give your email to him. So once we send the announcement, you get it and you don't have to call. So if the moon is observed in the neighboring countries, here in Southern California, it is difficult to see it with naked eyes, unless you have telescope. But in neighboring countries, it could be seen with naked eyes. So if they see it and we have اطمئنان, we have a trust in their observation, then inshallah Sunday going to be the first day of Eid al-Fitr al-Mubarak. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.